Well, good morning, everybody. I don't know what the weather's like in the part of the world you're in, but I'll tell you, it is a beautiful, beautiful Salt Lake City morning here. And, you know, what, as I was mentioning before the call, you know, when you if you could just put pins in a map and see Diane over in England calling in every Saturday just to check in with us, even though she can't be here in the U.S. to build a business because we're not in the U.K., or, you know, you hear the stalwarts like Sally Ann up in Washington, or you hear Cindy in Arroyo Grande, or Liz here, or Ray in Las Vegas, or, you know, people from all over different parts of the country, Nancy down in Florida. I mean, you hear the same people, and Lakshmi from Las Vegas. I mean, you know, you got all these incredible people that have really become part of the Limitless family. And so I hope your day is as wonderful where you are as it is here. We're excited about that. We do want to take a moment and pass on our condolences to Ray down in Las Vegas as his mom passed away this week. Ray, we know that's a real tough time, and just know that the Limitless family loves you, and we appreciate you. But as far as the Limitless business goes, we know that you guys are on this phone every week because you look for strength and support as you're building your life, and your this business means such an important part to you as far as the products and what they've done in your life and everything else from that standpoint. So, Malin, we couldn't be happier to have the kind of distributors that we have in Limitless with us, and we just want you guys all to know we love you and appreciate you tremendously. And so, Malin, I'm just turning it over to you to turn over to Alan, I guess.
All right. Well, it is. This time of year, I don't know why, is always a time of reflection. Steve and I have been out walking in these beautiful spring mornings, and the tulips in downtown Salt Lake are in full, you know, glory. And it's just, for me, spring is my favorite time of year because it's a time of new beginnings. And it is a time where we can. And it's also tax time. That's the other side of the thing. Today's April 15th.
Well, there must be opposition in all things, right?
That's right. The yin and the yang. But, you know, there are those who say it takes till tax day, you know, up until tax day, all the money that you earn is going toward the government, you know, about a third of what you earn or whatever, you know, ends up. So after tax day, you're working for yourself. And when you're at Limitless and inside the Limitless family, every day you can be working for yourself and working toward your Limitless. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that later. But, Alan, what is going on at Limitless?
Oh, thank you, Malin. Exciting times at the office and in the business. And, you know, I appreciated, Steve and Malin, your opening comments. You're right. Look at how Limitless is affecting so many lives. And, you know, this great group we have on the call today, these are just fantastic people. And I personally feel privileged to be a part of this Limitless family and to associate with these great leaders and with you guys and, excuse me, and have these amazing products be a part of my life. And anyway, we'll jump into announcements. And speaking of great products, those of us participating in the I Am Limitless Round 2 Diet Bet Challenge, I think we're within our last couple of days, and then we have the weigh-in, so we're right down to the wire. You know, I was looking at the stats on this yesterday in the Diet Bet website, and so far amongst the 23 players as of yesterday, there had been 110.2 pounds lost, so the average was nearly 5 pounds per person. You know,
that's almost a whole person that they've lost.
You know, it is, and look at the changes that's making in everyone's lives, and it's fun to watch the comments on the Diet Bet site. You know, a lot of people are like, "Hey, I'm just getting started. There's a lot more I'm going to do," and that's what's exciting, is making a change. And And not just a 4-week change, but making a lifestyle change that's going to really have some even better results than we see in these 4 weeks, which these are already great results. So I Am Limitless, round two, exciting. Let's wrap that up strong. And, of course, we've got our Find Your Limitless packs that are available. It's so fun to see the great response to those packs. And, of course, we have $10 off promotion going on through the end of the month, and that's been exciting to see the response to that too. Just a reminder, we have Shape Your Body. And you recall when we launched these, we kind of launched them all as Shape Your Limitless, Reveal Your Limitless with the Your Limitless at the end. But then we fine-tuned that, made that a little better, and made them a little more descriptive. And so our Shape Your Body in Find Your Limitless has Thrive, Charge, and Lunagen. I've been personally loving that one, as I've shared before. Reveal Your Beauty, Find Your Limitless Pack has Thrive, Cleanse, and Smooth in it. Just fantastic products. Our Find Your Limitless Rock Your Workout pack has Thrive, Electrify, and Force. And, of course, Fuel Your Health, Find Your Limitless pack has Thrive, Stride, and Force. So those continue to be $10 off through the end of the month. And, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, when a new person signs up, giving them some urgency, giving them a reason to get going today and to also have others get going today. And this is, of course, one of those reasons. We've got these great new packs being well received, and they're $10 off until the end of the month. So anyone you're bringing in to the business, they can come in with it. But then anyone they bring in can come in with it too. And along those lines, just a reminder that we have our 2-in-14 promotion for new distributors. That's continuing through the next fly-in. And I'm real excited about that for just the same reason. It's an incentive for a new distributor to say, for you to go to them and say, hey, we've got a limited time promotion, but you can get in on this if you get started now, and those new distributors you bring in can get started on it too. So it gives that new distributor, that prospect, gives you something else to help pitch them with and help close them and help them realize we are real excited for them to be part of the Limitless family. You know, the 2-in-14, just to quickly summarize the highlights there, it's a $200 extra bonus for new distributors who in their first 14 days, they get in two new customers with LVR AutoShip, two new distributors with LVR AutoShip, and then all the volume in there adds up to 2,000 founding team volume, and they've got that $200 extra bonus. Great way to jumpstart someone into the business and help them see some early success, not just in bringing some great people in, but in their compensation and really realizing what we're all about with Limitless. So let's be sure and be talking up that one in our prospecting efforts. Fly-in coming up. Wow, we're on the countdown, aren't we, Steve? We're like 4 to 5 weeks away-ish from our, I guess about 5 weeks, isn't it, from the main fly-in. And great energy at those fly-ins. You know, it's a place to have prospects. It's a place to have your distributors. So if they're not registered, get registered. There's a link right there on The Voice that, of course, comes out every Thursday evening. Just click on that link, and you're right there to enroll for that event. And we've got great promotions going on. As I mentioned, we've got the 2-in-14 continuing. And we've got the X5 and X10 clubs continuing too. You know, the key in this business, one of them is a good solid front line, and the X5 building executives on your front line is right there rewarding that great business building effort. And looking at our calendar with upcoming events, we've got the Monday product call coming up, of course, Monday at noon Mountain Time. We'll be talking about Rock Your Workout, Find Your Limitless. And then on Tuesday, the next day, our You Even Better broadcast will feature Cindy Maddox. Cindy is amazing, and it's so fun to capture her energy and hear her enthusiasm any chance we have. So look forward to that one and have some prospects keeping an eye on that broadcast with you too. So as always, lots going on, lots of excitement, and it's great to be moving this business forward and sharing the product with more and more people all the time.
Well, we sure appreciate that, Alan. Thank you very, very much. And we'll move into the training part of our call today. And as you guys received in the text, that was going to be done by Sandy Burgess, but Sandy has come down with a bad case of bronchitis. Sandy, we hope you get well. We know she's listening, but she can't. She loses her voice. This has happened a few times, and so we want her to get better. And I told her she needs to stay away from all the grandkids today, so, you know, get a little bit of rest. And You know, I was thinking of all the things that are going on in the business, and I was reading a quote by Lou Holtz, who was the former coach of Notre Dame, and basically he was talking about how he fell into the trap at the University of Notre Dame of using bad language when something bad happened. And after a particular poor loss in the interview room after the game, you know, one of the reporters said something to him about his language, and he responded that, you know, he goes, here at the University of Notre Dame, if a back fumbles the football, and he goes, and they all understand this, and it causes me to use the type of language that is inappropriate at the University of Notre Dame, all those players know that the sin is upon their head and not mine for causing me to use that language. And I always thought that was hilarious. But Lou Holtz went on and became one of the great coaches, great motivators of all time. And I was just reading a thought, Malin, just before we get going here. And he says, you can do it. He goes, a lot of people don't understand that underconfidence breeds underachievement. We often fail to fully exploit our gifts because most of us don't even realize we have them. When you doubt your chances for success, it's tempting to quit. Your misstep basically becomes an affirmation of your unworthiness. You don't believe in yourself or your future, and I must tell you something. You don't have to have a future. The future isn't breathing and alive just waiting for you to encounter it. You create your own future. It doesn't exist until you decide what it should be. Bright or bleak, vibrant or mundane, your life is what you make it. And the actions you choose now will carry over because the future is nothing more than an extension of the present moment. Therefore, challenge yourself to excel and know that you can and that there isn't anything you can't achieve. Decide with your whole heart and consciousness that you can make things happen. And I thought, wow, that is awesome. And so this morning, you know, when we found out that Sandy, you know, couldn't talk, Malin said, you know, I haven't done a webinar in the last few weeks, and so I'm going to do a training. And so Malin has jumped in to do to fill Sandy's spot this morning, which we greatly appreciate, Malin. And I'm just going to turn it over to you because I have no idea what you're training on.
Well, good. Well, serendipity always happens, and we hope Sandy can feel better. I know she mentioned to me ever since they moved to Utah, which they're so glad they did. Their grandkids are here. Limitless is here. But her lungs were left back in Southern California. And so it has been a real challenge for her to stay on top of good health. And so we wish her the very best. However, sometimes when things like that happens, an opportunity crops up. And it really gave me an opportunity this morning to kind of condense my thoughts around what we're doing this year, where we are at Limitless, and the future, and all the enthusiasm. And, you know, in a way, Steve and I, we're so blessed because we're a part of it every single day. It's, you know, in some regards, we're the vortex of what's going on at Limitless. And so we oftentimes are crafting it in our hearts and our minds long before things get out into the field and what we're doing there. And this Find Your Limitless has been a real incredible journey for Steve and I. You know, Find Your Limitless, what does that really mean? And Steve and I have been really fortunate. I was thinking this morning, and it's been a reflection for me lately, is, you know, all the good things that Steve and I have been blessed with. And in many ways, we've been blessed with the things that so many people want in their life. We've been blessed with, you know, financial income. You know, I always get a little shy talking about our ranking on the businessforhome.org list of lifetime income earners. But the reality, it is a blessing, and it's a blessing to be able to share that potential with other people. So we've had money. We've had time freedom. You know, we've had the ability to take our kids on the trips and do the things that people want to do every single day. They just don't have the time freedom to do that. And something that I feel grateful for every single day is that Steve and I have found love. And that's again, something that so many people aspire to or forgotten that they've had. Sometimes love is blind. And, you know, just the little things that Steve does every single day that let me know how much he loves me are just incredible. And so in so many ways, we feel so blessed. We are limitless. But that doesn't mean that we haven't tasted those tough times. You know, we've lost loved ones. When we hear that, you know, Ray lost his mom this week. I lost my mother right as we were, you know, making a change in our business life. And I lost my dad right when we were starting Limitless. And I know that loss of loved ones. You know, Steve has faced death. You know, when he went in, he read to me a letter that he wrote to each of his girls. He had two children at the time when he went in for his brain surgery. And, you know, he didn't know how serious this would be like. And, of course, he didn't lose his life, thank heavens, because, you know, we're together. But he lost other things. He lost the hearing actually lost his whole inner ear. He lost taste in the right side of his mouth. There's things that he lost, and he lives with that reminder every single day. But he faced death. And to see him having overcome that and be the person who he is, the inspiring person. You guys all know this. When you get him on the phone, just hearing his voice on the phone, you hear the life in his voice. And so we've tasted both the goods and the bads. And as we brought our leaders together to talk about the Find Your Limitless campaign, what a powerful word. Just the word limitless is such a powerful word. And how fortunate we are that our company's name is Limitless and all the things that that can represent. And so how do we create a movement out of being limitless? Because really finding your limitless is unique. And so how do we all stay unique and yet come together and create a movement? And as we were so fortunate to meet for hours with our leaders, and out of everyone's coming together is what was the birth of the Find Your Limitless campaign, and it's who we really are. It's Limitless 2.0. You track what companies do in network marketing. You've heard you've seen the charts if you've been in the industry. If you're new to the industry, then humor me for a moment. But you've heard of the formulation stage and the concentration stage and then that coveted momentum, right, and then stability. And we have been in that formulation stage. I was talking to Steve Wilson and Liz Perkins. They were in the office yesterday, and I was talking to them, and we were talking about all the things that we've done in the formulation stage, even at Limitless, with all these great products that we have. How do we combine them with our great compensation plan? How do we teach it with our great story? How do we share it? How do we simplify it? How do we boil it down? And through those meetings with our leaders, what came out of that is Find Your Limitless. And as I started boiling all that down to our Find Your Limitless packs, and it really came back to that corporate vision, that mural on our wall, that we're unsatisfied. And at the end of the day, when we're asking someone to find their limitless, we're saying, are you unsatisfied? Not because you're unhappy, but because you're always pushing. You're on that journey to be something better and make something better, to, you know, unveil, you know, who you really are and how you can go get it, and to not take it laying down. That's what really Finding Your Limitless is all about. And there's things inside that wall mural. The very first three words are, we are unsatisfied. You know, we are grateful. We are excited. We're excited because we're shaping ourselves, and we realize there's limitless opportunities to be successful. And we have all of those things in the Find Your Limitless campaign. So how do you make that simple? Well, you know, there's things that we do in Finding Our Limitless that we come together as a movement. And there are things in Finding Your Limitless that are unique. And some of the first obstacles that you're going to run into when you're trying to find your limitless is that why, your emotions and your thoughts. Everything you think about, what you focus on expands. In fact, my sister, I have a sister who's my next oldest sibling. I'm the youngest of five, and those of you may have seen on my Facebook page this week, I posted a picture of all of my siblings when we were younger. And the original picture was taken without me because I'm a caboose. And Steve, sweet Steve, as I tell you about all these wonderful things he does, he went to a photographer and they are actually able to take a picture of me when I was younger and Photoshop that into this picture with my four older siblings. And I was able to post that as a part of Sibling Day. And I was teasing my next oldest sister, you know, about what you focus on expands and, you know, the goals and things that we want in life. And as we get older, how it becomes a little harder, et cetera, et cetera. And I said, well, what I focus on expands. So I'm going to quit focusing on, you know, certain body parts. I don't want to focus on my backside because it'll just keep expanding. You know, I don't want to focus on my wrinkles because they're just going to keep expanding. Let's not focus on that. Let's focus on the positives. And, you know, we had a good laugh over that. But it's true, guys, what you focus on, where you carry your thoughts, and the emotions behind it are so powerful. And if you're idle in your thoughts, that still is what's going to be created. And so that's something that is private and personal to you. But then the very next obstacle in finding your limitless really shows up in the physical. And so often we are not prepared to be limitless in our physical self, whether we need to lose weight, whether we need to, you know, reveal our beauty, whether we need to work out, whether we need to gain better health. And that's where these packages come in. The four Find Your Limitless packs shape your body, reveal your beauty, rock your workout, fuel your health. These four packs are so simple to share. I was talking to Sandy this week. She's like, this is so simple. Everyone I'm talking to, Pam, Cindy, is so simple to take these products that are backed up by science. But you don't even have to get into all of that. It's when you have consumer products that work and when you can combine those products into packages that exponentially work, it becomes very simple. And there isn't one person on the planet that can't look at one of those four areas, shape your body, reveal your beauty, rock your workout, and fuel your health. There isn't one person who can't align themselves with one of those, shape, reveal, rock, and fuel. Shape, reveal, rock, and fuel. And they become simple. It becomes very, very simple to share those packs. And they cross all lines of demographic. When I first found my passion around Find Your Limitless, I was looking at all those market demographics. You know, you have the millennials and the Generation X and the baby boomers. And as I was looking in all those demographics, I myself didn't want to take it laying down. I didn't want to be the baby boomer because that's, you know, they're talking about, oh, the baby boomers are so out. They're going out one funeral at a time. It's the millennials. And I'm like, no, I don't want to be a millennial, but I don't want millennials to pass me up. I found a competition in there, and I'm going, wait a minute. There's a huge demographic in Generation X and the younger half of boomers, right? There's 90 million people there, and I really kind of got on a soapbox for a minute. And then as I continued to feel my ground on this whole Find Your Limitless, I realized that finding your limitless has nothing to do with the demographic. It has to do with one thing. Are you unsatisfied? If you're unsatisfied, if you have that pit in your gut, if you have that journey that you aren't going to take it laying down, whether you are newlywed or nearly dead, you're one of us. You're one of the limitless family. And so this crosses, being limitless crosses all demographics. And you don't have to push it on people. All you have to do is ask that one question. Do you have it in you? Are you unsatisfied? Do you have it in there? Is there one thing you would change about yourself to be limitless? Then that's the pull. You don't have to push all the information. Educate, but you know what? You'll find the pull. And so that now becomes part of, you know, finding your limitless. Are these packs, that physical? Well, once you've, you know, worked on that physical, which is a journey, it's never an event. Because if you find that you want to fuel your health, then as you want to fuel your health, maybe you'll find that you want to lose a few pounds to fuel your health even more. So maybe you start with the fuel your health package, but then you graduate into the shape your body. And once you've lost a few pounds, then maybe you want to go from shaping your body to rocking your workout. It is an event. It's a journey. It's never ending up with, I made it here. In fact, I was reading some articles this week on the internet, and it was talking about people who, once they lost their weight, it was like, wait a minute, I've hit my goal. How do I stay there? I'm no longer people saying, oh, you're so inspiring, I'm here. And it was hard, and sometimes they slipped backward because the power of the journey was more invigorating, more motivational than the actual event. And so the journey is the power. And so as I looked at, you know, our four packs, shape, reveal, rock, and fuel, I realized that also there's this business opportunity here, right? And that's really the biggest fuel that we have in finding your limitless, is it's unique. There's things that we do together, and there are things that we do that are unique. And finding your limitless is unique. And where you take that is unique. But at the end of the day, oftentimes, to complete finding your limitless and doing the things you really want to do in life, that legacy that you want to leave behind, which is unique to every single one of us, it takes being financially sound. It takes money. And there's no shame in saying, I need to make money. I want to make money. I want to have true wealth. And that's where finding your limitless comes into play. So, yes, we have our four: shape your body, reveal your beauty, rock your workout, and fuel your health. But I want to take those four things in that order, and I want to apply them to the business side of finding your limitless: shape, reveal, rock, and fuel. When you see our videos and you see at the end any of the videos that we do, we've done some commercials, and at the end there's words that spin around find your limitless. And we actually arrange those in a specific order: shape, reveal, rock, and fuel. Shape, reveal, rock, and fuel. And now as I look at this training that I want to share with you right now about the business side of it, there's a reason why they came in that order. Shape. You have to shape your why, those thoughts and feelings and imagination. You have to shape why you're going to do this business. And that is unique to you. That's the unique part. Your why that's going to drive you, that shaping your why is unique to you. And you have to spend time with it every single day. And then from there, you have to reveal your story. What are you going to share with other people? What the new you? And revealing who you are is empowering. It's motivating. It's a pull. You know, it's shaping. It's revealing. What are you unsatisfied about? And as you go through utilizing one of these packages or graduating to another package, that physical side of becoming limitless is something we all do together. And we're all going to fall into one of those four categories. So shape your why and reveal your story. Well, once you've revealed your story, now that's the together, now come back to the unique part, rocking your limitless. What is that thing that's going to drive you? What is it that you really want to do in life? What is your legacy that you want to leave behind? Go rock that limitless. Go find that unique thing that you're driving toward, because that part of your story will also inspire people who say, you know what, I want to leave behind my legacy. And it's different for all of us. Some of us, our passion is, you know, there's philanthropic passions. There are there's education passions. There are helping children passions. There are helping the elderly passions. There are things that you want to leave behind. There's artistic passions. There's all kinds of things that make us unique, and you want to rock that limitless. But at the end of the day, you have to fuel that. You need to fuel. So shape your why, reveal your story, rock that whatever it is, your legacy that you're going to leave behind, and fuel it by building your limitless business and having the money to do those things that you want to do. And guys, fueling it, that shape, reveal, rock, and fuel, that becomes the movement. And there's three things you want to do in building your business. You want to become an executive. That's pretty easy. Becoming an executive is filling that 50 and that 300. You'll understand becoming a brick. That's sharing it with customers. Guys, we've brought on this month, this is how powerful these packs are, we've brought on 10 times as many customers as we have distributors this month. That's how powerful it is. And the income that comes to the brand new person starting out with retail markup and sharing these packages and becoming an executive is so powerful. And then as you share the business opportunity with others, become that X3, become the X5, become the X10. Because as you build other X3s, X5s, and X10s in your business, the volume, the sheer volume that you're going to have from building that business, it's like a penny a day. Mario Sosa down in Phoenix shared a quick, easy model, and it really is modeling behind doubling a penny every day, right? You've heard me do that training on doubling a penny every single day. Well, the first day you double penny, you know, the question is, would you rather have $1 million or double a penny every day? Well, $1 million is $1 million. A lot of people would choose $1 million. Why would I double a penny every day? My second day, I only have 2 pennies. My third day, I have 4 pennies. My fourth day, I have 8 pennies. I mean, it takes a long time. But guess what? By the end of 30 days, doubling a penny every day, you have over $10 million, not just $1 million. But you have to double every single day. And Mario took that example and built a model that he's sharing with other people, where if you become an executive, commit to that. Commit to the 350. Buy it for yourself. Buy it in these packs. Buy one for you and your partner and some skinny sticks. Become an executive and commit to that for your next 12 months. Say, I'm going to be an executive for the next 12 months. And for the next 12 months, I'm going to find one person personally who's going to come and join me, who's unsatisfied, who's going to come and join me in that business. I'm going to have 12 executives at the end of my 12 months. Of me being an executive for 12 months, I'm going to have 12 people that are also joining me in this business. And I'm going to set the challenge to them that they're going to stay an executive for 12 months, and they're going to find one executive for 12 months. Well, as you do that model, and we've all seen it, doubling the penny every single day for 30 days is $10 million. Becoming an executive and committing that for 12 months and finding one a month for 12 months, go to our income calculator. If you try and put in, I'm going to be an exec and I'm going to find 12 who find 12 who find 12 who find 12, you break the calculator. You break the demonstrator because it's so powerful. And not everybody's going to follow that exact. But as Liz has now taken this to the next level, she's like, cut that number in half. Cut it in half again. Cut it in half again. At the end of the day, you can fuel your limitless business, which will rock your unique limitless, whatever your legend is that you're going to leave behind. And you can reveal your limitless story, and you can shape your why. Shape, reveal, rock, and fuel. Guys, this is a movement. And the only question you have to say is, do you have it in you? Because if you do, then you're one of us. And those of you who have been on this phone and been part of our Limitless family, you know what it's like to be one of us, being a part of that Limitless family. And everyone has their unique Limitless, and yet we all come together to find our Limitless. This is going to be an amazing year. The simplicity of Shape, Reveal, Rock, and Fuel is going to take us to levels that you've never experienced before. And so come join us. Be unsatisfied. You know, be edgy, but be respectful. Be uncommon, but be infectious. Be fearless, but be wise, and come and join us and be limitless. That's all I had to say today, Steve.
All right. Wow, that was awesome. And I appreciate that very much, Melin, because we can see the excitement of the people who are using the packs and what's going on as a result of that. And it made me think of that Yogi Berra quote, you know, longtime manager and catcher of the Yankees. When he said about the baseball game being interviewed, he said, 90% of this game is half mental. And, you know, it's true in this business as well. You know, we always have to have our A game, and we love that. So that was a great, great, great training, Melin. We appreciate it very much. And, Alan, I think we should just take it off mute and get, as Melin likes to say, a whoop, you know, from everybody else.
Let's be feeling your limitless. Let's feel that unsatisfied.